The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights, curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. PoNS device for MS-associated gait problems now available in U.S. The Portable Neuromodulation Stimulator, or PoNS device, which improves walking abilities in people with multiple sclerosis, is now available commercially in the U.S. for patients ages 22 and older who have a prescription from their healthcare provider. The device was approved last year by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which stipulated that it could be used for the short-term treatment of gait problems due to mild or moderate MS in conjunction with supervised physical therapy. The device may help MS patients in the U.S. see improvements in mobility, disability, and quality of life, according to its developer, Helius Medical Technologies. Approximately 40% of individuals with MS will need walking assistance within 15 years of the onset of the disease. PoNS therapy provides a unique opportunity for these patients to improve gait functionality and mobility. Antonella Favit von Pelt, MD, PhD, Helius Chief Medical Officer, said in a press release, "Walking difficulties are among the most common symptoms of MS. Often walking can be improved with physical therapy, stretching, and assistive walking devices, sometimes in combination with medication. PoNS is a non-invasive portable device consisting of a mouthpiece that's connected via a cord to a controller worn around the neck. When placed on the tongue, the mouthpiece delivers a light electrical stimulation to two nerves, called cranial nerves, which send electrical signals to the brain. These electrical signals promote neuroplasticity, a process wherein the brain adapts and rewires in response to new experiences. This is thought to promote the strength of brain circuits involved in movement and enhance the benefits of physical therapy in people with mild to moderate MS. We believe that we are unlocking the full potential of neuromodulation and neuroplasticity to help MS patients walk more steadily and safely," Favit von Pelt said. Treating physicians and physical therapists can also connect the controller to a computer to monitor PoNS usage, giving them a better sense of whether patients are adhering to their therapy regimen. Helius recently launched the Therapeutic Experience Program, in which the company will partner with 10 to 12 interested neurologists or neurorehabilitation therapists to help them learn more about PoNS technology, which they can then use to advise the medical community. Last year, New York University Langone Health became the first center to participate in the program. The FDA's approval of PoNS was based largely on findings from two clinical trials. The first showed that among 20 people with MS-related walking problems, patients who received PoNS in combination with an exercise program had greater improvements in gait compared with those who only completed the exercise program. A second, similarly designed trial, sponsored by Helius, again showed that among 14 patients, those who received PoNS stimulation with physical and cognitive rehab saw greater balance improvements after 14 weeks compared with those who received rehab only. No serious side effects were reported in either trial. PoNS was designated a breakthrough device for treating MS walking impairments in 2020. Its eventual approval took place through the FDA's De Novo pathway, which is used for devices for which there are no comparable alternatives already being marketed in the U.S. PoNS is also approved in Canada and Australia for short-term use in MS patients in addition to physical therapy. Helius is investigating PoNS use for treating gait and balance deficits after stroke, an indication for which the device also has a breakthrough designation. An upcoming clinical trial led by investigators at the Medical University of South Carolina will evaluate the effects of PoNS on gait recovery and stability after a stroke. This news article was written by Lindsay Shapiro, Ph.D., on April 29, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Fall down, get up again. A column by John Connor, published on April 29, 2022. The MSer who lay in bed for 2 years and can now walk again. My column's handle is Fall Down, Get Up Again, because the first piece I wrote for Multiple Sclerosis News Today was titled, A Mountain to Climb with MS, in My Living Room. That column got me this gig 5 years ago. It was set in 2012, mind you. While these days, getting me up with my wheelchair-bound body entails a retinue of willing helpers, plus the requisite equipment, or an ambulance. Fall down, get up again, also was an optimistic phrase that hopefully echoes our struggles with MS. In truth, it was inspired by a Samuel Beckett character who, despite facing the de rigueur indomitable odds, in Beckett's case, these always were very odd, such as living in bins, being buried up to the neck, or waiting interminably for that laggard Godot, had the perspicacity to repeatedly mumble to himself, You must go on. I can't go on. I'll go on. Culture and MS for the price of one. What am I like? Anywho, this is where Chris Pamiatis comes in, or rather, where I came in. I wheeled into a coffee shop and parked at a table near an absolutely enormous mobility scooter. I nodded a greeting to its disabled owner, sitting at the next table, as you do. As he mounted his scooter to leave, I commented on the impressive side of his steed. He asked me hesitantly what I suffered from, like a prisoner asking another inmate what he's in for. I have no idea if that's true, but that's how innumerable movie and TV writers invariably portray it. It turned out we were both MSers. We immediately got down to a precis of our MS histories. Chris is 43 and was diagnosed in 2007. He'd spent his early working years as an airline steward. I wanted to travel the world and stay in hotels, he told me recently. Eventually, the allure went out of it because you keep going back to the same places. To ground himself, he decided to learn a trade as a hairdresser. It was this that revealed his first symptoms. I could no longer hold my scissors, he recalled. That was followed by the inevitable morning when he got out of bed and just kept falling down. Despite all of this evidence, it took ages to be diagnosed. I sympathized, having had exactly the same experience locally here in London. Chris lives in Wallington, a suburb that borders mine. What sparked my interest was his story about how he ended up in bed for 2 years with a totally dead leg, and then restored it with some sort of electrical therapy. My right leg has been immobile for years. Chris gave me the details of the private clinic he used, but a phone call to them has yet to be returned. This is possibly because journalistic ethics meant I had to reveal up front that I was acting as one for this column. Chris's family clubbed together the £10,000, about $12,500, he thinks it costs to have the procedure. If you're a U.S. reader, don't splutter over your coffee, but that's an eye-watering figure for us in the U.K. Our National Health Service, for all its inconsistencies, is free to citizens and dearly loved and respected, even more so due to its staggering work during the height of the pandemic. So far, I've struggled to find out exactly how this procedure works. I've only found out how such a therapy may be employed in relationship to spinal cord injuries. Chris told me his leg was in a cast for those 2 years, with electrodes fitted inside. The constant electrical signals eventually encouraged new roots to form to the brain. However it was done, he could now get on his Harley-Davidson of a scooter without even a stick, nor indeed a clamper. He can even walk short distances with plenty of rest as he does. He has relapsing remitting MS, so perhaps the relapsing part of his MS had just kicked in. With a jolly wave, he was off. If I was driving something that size in such a tight space, I'd likely take out several tables on the way out. Chris Pamiatis had stealthily left the building. To read more columns by John Connor and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.